Good morning. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today, the March 4th, 2021 dredge team meeting. I'm the chair of the Maine dredge team, Matt Burns, with the Maine Department of Transportation.
So the next project is the Searsport Harbor Maintenance Project. This is a project they're working on with Maine DOT as the sponsor. It's about 22,000 cubic yards of required material. That's the material where there's required plus overdepth. And then 40,000 cubic yards total. That's including those areas where there's only overdepth. In this project, we really are focused on just that 22,000 cubic yards of required material. We're still going through sort of a federal base plan determination alternatives analysis at the moment. We're expecting to have that, a good handle on that by, mid-spring. From that, we're expecting to, if the resultant federal base plan is material, you say, going upland, if there's any return of water back into the bay itself, we'll be completing, a standard 401 water quality cert and CZM certification on that material, sort of our standard same process we would go through for any of our dredging projects. We're moving that one along so we can be ready for construction should we receive funding in the near years. It says material type sand silt. That's mostly silty material, fine grain material. So we're just trying to look for a home for it. And Maine DOT has been a great partner in trying to help us with that piece of the project.
Just a few questions on that through the chat. I guess the first is, how will the dredge spoils be dewatered and where will the dewatering take place?
Yeah, so that's stuff that we're still looking at in our alternatives analysis. Once we land on a federal base plan, we'll go through the design phase and come out with more of that. We'll have more of that information in the EA itself if the water is to go back into the bay or the harbor. So at this time, we don't have that information quite to provide yet.
Okay. And a related question, what depth will the dock area be? Will this project implement the Dawson alternative? So pardon my reading here. I'll just read it as written and apologize to the author. Will this project implement the Dawson alternative that increases the depth at the docks? It must mean that increases the depth at the docks so larger vessels can use the port.
This will simply be a maintenance to the federal authorized depths of 35 feet below mean low of the water within the federal project itself. I don't believe that we have any piece of the project that comes alongside a dock. You can see the graphic there in the top right-hand corner of where we've identified the material to be. So I'm not sure if that in itself answers the question. But we're not intending on any kind of improvement dredging. This is maintenance only, so just to 35 feet plus the 2 feet allowable over depth with this depth of the project.
And would you mind just elaborating just a little bit on what for the rest of us, what the Dawson alternative is, what that refers to?
To be honest, this might be something that Mark Cable is more informed on. I'm not sure exactly the details of the Dawson alternative.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if I can step in, I believe that was something that was an alternative to the 40-foot improvement project that the DOT was considering, some time ago. But that's not something that is currently being planned for at the DOT right now.
So bottom line, just basically, it's a maintenance project, current depth and configuration with some provision for dewatering at a place to be determined?
That's correct.
Okay.
Anything else, Todd, on Searsport before we go to...
Actually, if Ms. Tucker offered if it was useful to describe, I guess, the Dawson Amendment, and a related question: is the water is water disposal still on the table?
Todd Randall, who might be on the line, can talk a little bit about this, but we did more analysis, in 2016, and found in-water disposal was not implementable. So, and Todd, you may want to provide more information on that if you can.
Yeah, sure. Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. So, like Craig said, we're still kind of going through, our NEPA pot process. So, we have that, the suitability determination from 2016 that found, portions of the material unsuitable. And that unsuitable material was basically in this area that you can see up on the map, which is the maintenance material. So we've been kind of running under the assumption that it is unsuitable. We basically are. So using that, we've in the sections we've crafted so far, we've explored open water disposal, but again, because of the suitability determination, we're not really allowed, going to be able to use open water. So it will be kind of talked about and discussed in the NEPA document. But at this point in time, we're looking at upwind disposal, because it is, deemed unsuitable in our suitability determination. So that's kind of where we're at. Like Craig said, we're still working through the mechanisms of, how to get the material from the harbor bottom to an upwind site. So there are a lot of considerations that are being looked at. Do we need to stabilize the material? Are we going to have runoff? Are we not going to have runoff? How are we going to dredge? Are we going to use a hydraulic dredge, mechanical dredge? So we're still kind of in the meat of that analysis and figuring out what works best for the project and, getting the material from point A to point B. So that's kind of, where we are in the whole NEPA analysis. Like Craig said, he's got to basically draft what's called a preliminary assessment, which is kind of akin to a dredge material management plan that looks at options and costs. And then, basically that sets the stage and the foundation for the cost sharing that needs to go into this when we're building an upwind facility. There's different, categories of cost, who pays for what. I don't know them off the top of my head as the project ecologist, but I do know that they exist. That's kind of where we are. And like Craig said, we're hoping to have this kind of rounded out into a draft document in the late spring, mid to late spring. And obviously, it'll go out for agency review and public review. So everyone will have a chance to take a look at what's being proposed. Over.
Thanks, Todd.
Okay. I think that's it. Unless anybody else has anything on Searsport, we'll have Craig go to the next slide.